Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. FN Word, and my overly courageous, she's streaking, everybody's doing it, but nobody's following behind her, the brown sugar. she old school with it. And of course, it's a smooth drama. We would love to hear from you. So, you want to give us that happy new year, 2021. Give us a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, we also social network. We talk about that. So, when we're not streaking, you can catch us on Facebook.
Are we streaking or am I streaking?
Well, you're streaking. I was trying to help you out, but I can't streak as long as you can. You got that unlimited.
No?
And so I just, you know, after a while, it's like, okay. Because remember, I'm old, so I can't keep up. So if you ask to get into the smooth drama group, myself or Mr. J, who he just streaks in his house by himself. He don't want to come outside and streak. He's not ready yet. Myself or him will add you to the Smooth Drama group. Once again, on Facebook, we have the Smooth Drama group. Ask to get in, and we will let you in. And you get to see the fabulous videos of Ms. Brown Sugar streaking. Everybody's doing it. Okay. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back. And we can talk to Taste on it. And if you want to just be interactive with us, you can go to smoothdrama.com. You know we got the chat room. It's anonymous. You can go in there. You can get in where you fit in. Too Short will be proud of you. You can go in there and you can say, biatch, all that. And we won't even penalize you. Do you. Do you, boo-boo. Smoothdrama.com. Jump in the chat room. We live. And it ain't even five. See, I'm like trying to run. Yeah.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
You're freestyling.
Yeah. Freestyling and freestyling. That'd be wild. It's just... Happy New Year, everybody. I'm fired up. I'm rejuvenated. I got to see my family. Went down to Georgia. Beautiful. Got to hang out with my sister and my cousin. It got me all fired up. You know, so it was good. And yes, I know. People like, oh, you was traveling during the pandemic? Yeah. I had to spray myself down with Lysol. It was bad. But it was good. Because it was worth it. You know, it's 2021. And the apocalypse still lives and looms larger. It's just much more scrumptiouser. When it's like up in the air with it. So, we Interesting I said that. All the craziness that happens. It happens. So, Greg, I normally don't talk NFL, but there was something that happened that just cracked me the hell up, Brown Sugar. So,
and what was that?
The Giants, well, Philadelphia was playing the Washington Redskins. And apparently,
you watch football?
Game, no. So it's in the news. It's on all the talk shows. What? So apparently, what happened is Philadelphia, the coach decided to put in the third string quarterback, who sucks ass, in the game that they had the chance to win. So first thing he did was, instead of going for the game time field goal, he went for it on fourth down. It's like he was sabotaging. And then, you know, he put the scrub quarterback in. Like, you know what? We might win this game, so I'm gonna try not to win. And of course they lost. And I think the Washington football team, that's what they call themselves, they got into the playoffs. But the Giants, if Philadelphia would have won, would have got in. And they were complaining, oh, they messed up the integrity of the game, da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, man, y'all 6-10. You know, I look at their record, they 6-10. And they talking about the integrity of the game that Philadelphia messed up. It's like, man, if you're talking about the integrity, the fact that y'all can make the playoffs at 6-10 is some straight tomfoolery. You complaining? I'm like, maybe you should have won 7 games. Talking about somebody. I was like, sorry bastards complaining. See, that's what we ask backwards. These sorry bastards complaining.
Well, I'm going to try to win the game. Well, maybe you should have tried to win a few more games. You'd have won 8 games, which is still mediocre. You would have made the playoffs.
So get that shit. Complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I just, you know, I don't talk football, but I had to talk about that. I'm sorry, bastard. And it was New York, so I hate all things New York, so any chance I get to talk about New York, I will. Know what I'm saying? Not me. Not me.
Well, you know I don't follow football, so.
Yeah, I don't either, but that stood out. Speaking of standing out, so amidst everything that's happening, and it's so much that we're going to talk about tonight, right? Whew. Gingerbread monoliths and just monoliths in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking why. I'm just curious as to why.
You know, I was initially, when you first started talking about it, I was like, okay, like why? But, you know, it gave people something else to think about, to talk about besides COVID, besides politics, besides death, besides loss, besides craziness. And it was crazy. I mean, you know, the monolith thing, but it was off the beaten path. So whereas I was kind of annoyed or kind of like, about it at first, after a while, I was like, you know what, that's kind of cool.
Is it?
Well, I'm good with it.
Is it though?
I mean, it was a distraction.
All
2020
right, so
has been a year of just constant, I don't know, high blood pressure to me. your pressure is just high and just up. That kind of mellowed it out for me.
Okay. Gingerbread
Gingerbread?
No, not just gingerbread. I mean, gingerbread model, because I love gingerbread. So anyway, because I eat gingerbread, I like gingerbread cookies.
I'm just
so
saying,
I was like, oh.
Ain't that
but
like
it was. It went in a waste of what?
Good gingerbread.
Of gingerbread? I mean, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't have eaten it, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's obvious it's in the desert. You're not going to eat it.
I mean, I think some people were eating it at first or are picking at it before somebody came and knocked it down.
Okay, well, for those people who were picking at the gingerbread that's outside, yeah, I have no words for you.
I mean, I don't think I would have went to even go see it personally. You know, like I wouldn't have went in person to see it. It wasn't that big of a deal. But like I said, I feel like it was something kind of lighthearted, which we need.
Okay.
We need that lightheartedness sprinkled in all this, all in, you know, in between all this nonsense.
No, I'm gonna say this. It might come off wrong. It might come off wrong, but. If you're making monoliths, I'm probably a little bit more afraid of you than I am the other people.
Why?
It's like people who sit around and say, I'm going to make a monolith and put it on top of a mountain because it's just funny for no reason. I don't know. I don't know if I trust people like that. I don't know if I trust people like that. I could be...
Trust them? Like, how are you, like... I mean, you don't know them, so...
I know. I'm just saying. It's just there's a mindset where it's like, what am I going to do? And you're racking your brain. Because I'm thinking the people who are racking their brains, what can I do? I'm going to make a monolith. And I'm going to put it... Yeah, it's, I don't know. I could be wrong. They're harmless individuals. Or I'm thinking maybe they're diabolical villains. And this is just the beginning.
But, I mean, aren't we all? Can't we? Don't we all have that potential?
No. Not really.
No?
No.
I feel like we're all just one road rage. One person coughing in our direction. One person not wearing a mask around us. So... I think, you know, we're all on that thin line.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I think, and it's just me personally, if you're making monoliths, you probably have some underlying issues. I got nothing better to do. I'm going to make a gingerbread monolith. I would look at that person a little differently.
But why can't they just be like, why does it have to be like something like meaningful? Why does it, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a meaningful contribution. No, they're not going to win a prize or, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize, but why can't it be something that, you know, they did make somebody's day brighter.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
So, I mean, why would they have to be diabolical? Why is that diabolical?
I just think, you know, and it's just me. I just think people who do stuff like that, they're diabolical. It's a disorder in my head.
I think like I said, we're all, some people are all, you know, on the brink anyway.
Right,
and I'm glad it was something positive and not negative.
Hey, you want something positive? Guess what? Bobby Shmurda. He's eligible for prison release next month. You don't remember Bobby Shmurda?
I do, but I didn't know he was even still in jail.
Oh, yeah. He's still in jail. And so he's eligible for conditional release as of February 23rd. So, you know, being that he is the original rap snitch, telling all his business. It's first I have to. Oh man, R.I.P. to MF Doom, rap snitches telling all their business. Bobby Shmurda is the original rap snitch.
snitching on himself. I'm gonna guess Bobby Shmurda probably is, he's probably not gonna be a hardcore rapper anymore. He's probably gonna be as bubblegum as they get. He come back out, he ain't gonna be keeping it real no more. He's gonna be keeping it real false. Just,
yeah. If he could even do it. I mean, like, he might not even be able to, you know. Rap is kind of changed, hasn't it, since he's done anything?
No. He moved the scales in 2016. You know? And in 2000, well, he got charged in 2016. He went to jail in 2017. So, I mean, you know, I'm guessing that he has some lighthearted rhymes for you. Ain't nothing but a party, y'all. Ain't that throw your hands in the air. Wait, don't put your hands in the air. I don't have a gun. I mean, he's going to be that rapper now. He won't be talking about murder no more. You know that.
No.
Yes, he's going to talk about no crimes.
No, I'm sure. He'll be keeping it G-rated now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know, because there's a Bobby Shmurda and there's another Shmurda dude. And I never knew who was who. And one of them talked about, you know, like stripping and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if that's him.
Talking
maybe
about
he'll
stripping?
Just continue on this. Yeah, you know, strippers.
Okay. Well, I mean, talking about strippers is safe.
Yeah,
like
and that's
strippers.
What I'm saying. Maybe he'll continue on that path.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm guessing he's going to go on any path but murder.
Yeah.
He won't keep it real no more. His reality is going to change. I'm going to take that guess. I'm going to take that guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. He'll probably stay on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. Oh, straight and narrow is where it is. Straight and narrow is where it is. Oh, Bobby Shmurda. Yeah.
Well, good for him, though.
Yep. Good luck, young man. I'm hoping that, you didn't, your wall level and the integrity of your walls didn't change while you were in jail.
Oh. You know what? Stop. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, am I wrong? Am I wrong?
I mean, you know, that's just, you know, I'm not a jail person, and when I say that, I mean, like, I'm not trying, like, I'm doing everything trying not to go to jail, and then I also tend not to be able to support people who are in jail. Like, that's a really, I just tend to not want to think about jail. So, I mean, you know, when you bring up stuff like that, I'm like, you know, it's like the bathroom talk for me.
I get that. I just, for me, it was just, I'm hoping. You know, 4 years is a long time. And
yeah,
integrity is integrity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he may not have had to do anything. I mean, he is a celebrity, so they might have protected him.
Well,
I'm sure he had to come out the pocket for that protection.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, he probably could afford to not have to, you know.
Okay.
You know, not everybody has that happen to them, I'm sure.
People who go in
and can afford to pay for not, you know, protection and stuff, then they probably do it.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what I say. When we start talking about the integrity of your wall, it's money well worth being spent.
Yeah. You know, you men and these walls conversations
no,
is just like, wow.
Wait, hold on, no.
Y'all and y'all walls, like, that's like
no,
a thing
no, no,
for
no.
real.
It ain't no y'all y'all. No, it ain't no y'all in y'all walls. This we talking about.
I said men.
Okay,
I said
okay,
men.
We're talking about jail. So jail, whether it be male jail or female jail, there is a level of coercion. I'm gonna be above board when I talk, but there's a level of coercion. Some coercion involves talking, and some coercion is forced coercion. We're hoping he did not have to engage in any sort of forced coercion. How about that? Does that sound better, Brown Sugar?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's all. Not just talking about a wall. Okay. We go talking about walls. All right. So when the walls come tumbling down, Nashville, Christmas Day.
Oh, goodness.
Can I talk about John Cougar Mellencamp? We are talking about good old fashioned bombing. You saw it. They oh yeah, it was a bomber. A lone bomber on Christmas Day blew himself up and he's working by himself. Supposedly his girlfriend last year said, "Hey, he's building bombs, what y'all gonna do about it?" Now you know I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? Slightly.
Yeah.
Generally, if they give a story, we know that that shit is the biggest lie on the face of the earth. He worked by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times have we heard he worked by himself? It's no conspiracy. He built all those bombs by himself. Now, they say he had mental issues. They never say suicide bomber. When it comes to a lighter skin quotient.
Yeah.
But I'm like, so I drive up someplace with explosives in my truck and blow it up and hurt people and kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like suicide, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like bombing.
I mean,
there's actually a bomb involved. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to ask because it seems like we can't say that. It's you're wrong.
Why not?
I don't know. It's, for some reason, we talk about white people who bomb things. We can't say suicide bomber or anything like that. Hey, he's just a lone nut. Working by himself. He did all that by himself. Just like Pittsburgh. They're investigating two explosions that happened 2 hours apart on Sunday night. It was thrown from a moving building, damaging the parked vehicle. And afterwards, there was another explosion on the 200 block of a Dinwiddie Street in the Hill District, about a 10-minute drive from the first report. Now, they're investigating. They're investigating the video footage of the second incident, and no details are immediately available. But, Brown Sugar, if I interview you,
and I say, hey, a week after the Nashville bomber who blew himself up in an apparent suicide, what are the odds? Because this wasn't a suicide bomber, but what are the odds they're going to say that this was not a coordinated attack? That this was the work of a lone person working by themselves because, I don't know, they didn't take their Centrum this morning or that morning. You know,
it wouldn't be unusual. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think at some point it's like, what are we to expect? Like, are we to expect him to like say that? Is that the expectation?
Yeah, actually.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Oh, because we always hear the same thing. It's going to be a lone person or a couple people who are working by themselves. They had mental issues. They've been mentally unstable. Now, generally speaking, we know that if you're blowing people up, and you're blowing things up, yeah, you're mentally unstable. That's just,
yeah,
that's what that is, right? You're mentally unstable. We know it. Everybody knows it. When you're out there just killing people, you're mentally unstable. It takes an unstable mind. You're not, especially if you're not defending your family or whatnot or defending your property, when you're just like, you know what, I just want to blow people up. Because I think it's funny. Yeah, you're mentally unstable. But at the same time, you know what you're doing because it's cold and calculating. Because they thought this out. They made bombs.
Yeah.
All by themselves. No coordinated attacks. None of this is coordinated. It just happens to be that lone gunman. Gee, the drive-by
shooting.
Yeah,
but are you expecting like the news to like actually say that it's coordinated and that there's a group of them, and you know when it's one of them, you know what I mean? Like I'm not, the expectation to me is to make it seem like all of what they do is isolated, because if it ever gets out there's a group of them, then it's going to be a problem.
No, it's not.
Then somebody has to deal with it. Why not? Well, then there has to be a war, right? There has to be, like, there's a war on other attackers and other terrorists. Wouldn't there have to be a war on them as well?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
White people bombing neighborhoods is not unprecedented. Hell, remember in Philadelphia when they bombed MOVE? It wasn't that really that big of a deal.
No, because it was a lone bomber. But you're saying that you feel like it's a conspiracy where there's a group of them working together, correct?
Yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is it's not a lone bomber. It's always a group of people. The narrative is always the same. It's one lone.
Yeah, for them. But if it's other, if it's another group, if it's an Islamic group, then it's a bunch of them. It's an Islamic group.
Right.
But if it's a white person, it's never a white nationalist or a, you know.
Right. He's just a lone crazy. He escaped from the psychiatric ward, even though he was never there.
Exactly. So then I'm asking you, if they change that narrative to a group of white nationalists or, you know, KKK leaders or whoever, you know, wouldn't there have to be a war on them? Because now they're killing innocent white people, possibly.
Yeah.
Like Timothy McVeigh, he was with a whole group, but it kind of got swept under the rug in a way.
Yeah, because it was just he was just a lone person who blew himself up.
Well, no, they. I mean, it came out that he remember because there was another man he was working with, and I believe that man. Yeah.
So I mean, look, these situations, Nashville, Pittsburgh, they found bombs in different places that didn't go off. And so, yeah, it's just innocent strings of attack. Just innocent strings of attack by lone bombers who were just thinking alike. Just they coincidentally, you know what, let's just be crazy in the same week. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. Just for the record. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is, since I was feeling good about myself, I start off 2021 feeling good. I'm going to go back in time. This is one of the first songs where I knew all the lyrics to back in the day. This is BDP, Colonel Mind.
Boogie Down Production, Duction. We'll always get paid. We'll take the wackiest song and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin, cause then you'll begin to master rhyming. Criminal minded, you've been blinded, looking for a guy like mine, you can't find it. Fate of the audience, I am the lyricist. Sometimes the suckers on the side gotta hear this pain, a rage, and I'm not in a cage. Fear the bird that flies out on stage. Ain't here for no button, just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me cause they're all about nothing. However, I'm really fascinated with the letter. My order of performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer. I write and produce myself. Bad, my hair like this. Got the time for cherry girls. Attracting only women. Got the time for little girls. Cause girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know. I'd rather talk to a woman cause her mind is so steady. So here we go. I'm not a musical maniac, a B-boy fanatic. I'm freaking made you so what was up in the attic. I've listened to these pussy rap when I was a kid. But I bust more shots than I ever did. I mean, not the best of KRS perfection, but how many times must I point you in the right direction? You need protection, but I'm on the mic because my mouth is like a 9mm with tight. You're a kid, I'm a teacher, you're a B, but I'm a scholar. If this was a class, well, it would go back to the drama. The king's new crown, the teachers stay intelligent. Talking big words on the mic, but still irrelevant. It's when you're not college material.
I'm not an MC, so listen, call me poet, I'm a bitch. A dude, it's time to make a new decision.
in the city known as New York State. Sucker ass, you gotta wait while I translate. I hang with real life threads with knowledge in their hands. People with intentions and straight up musicians. Although our lives have been so uprooted, I haven't included or included. Okay, letter of the KRS-One. We acknowledge the beam over nearly everyone. You look at me and laugh, but this is a flash. It's an all-out discussion of the suckers I'll be crushing. So now you are awakened to the music I'll be making. Nothing is negated and also highly cultivated. Don't get frustrated, cause nothing has been traded. Only executed, kind of very complicated. That's the forbidden from my DJ. Yes, my voice is now faded. I'll see you folks around the way. Criminal-minded.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was BDP Criminal Minded. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right, now that I've got that out the way. You know what? I saw your governor was talking about $2 billion school opening.
Yeah, I saw
school
that.
School reopening plan. It's like, because, you know, even though the numbers is going up, and we closing everything, gotta get these schools open. You know, with the hey, we gonna get the proper gear, we're gonna get the cleaning, and we're gonna inoculate the teachers and the administration, the staff. That sounds great, right?
I feel like if you want to take it, it should be available. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying that's a part of the proposed legislative package. It'd be spent on testing, ventilation, your PPE, and weekly testing for communities with high rates of transmission, masks for all students and staff, improved contact tracing, and the prioritization of school workers for vaccination, and distance learning will still be an option. Only problem is, what good is it if you vaccinate the staff if you don't vaccinate the students?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to say as far as COVID is concerned, because I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, no, but
I'm just saying,
we're talking about some, like I said, just the Ask Faculty show, right? So we're talking about you're going to inoculate the staff. Like, hey, y'all can get your COVID shots, but we're going to test the students. We're not going to inoculate them. I'm thinking, It makes no sense. If you're not going to inoculate everybody, why is the school open?
I mean, none of it makes sense to me anyway, but I mean, you can't make anybody, I guess, get inoculated. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they will try to make it mandatory, but I mean, but they have better leverage. I mean, over us as adults, you know, because then we won't be able to come back to work if we don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they're going to do a in-person and virtual learning at the same time. I don't understand that, but yeah. Unless they have, you know,
you'll have
some teachers stay home and some teachers in the building.
No, you'll have teachers in the building, and the people who are at home will be
watching from home.
It'll be interactive like that. So they would all be watching. It would be a clusterfuck. I mean, because there's a large number of healthcare and frontline workers. They don't even want to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
60% of the
nursing. You see, they just had that big outbreak in San Jose. So I mean,
right? They're declining.
Like, wow.
I'm like, you know, when the medical professionals were like, yeah, no. I don't see the people who are legislators. I don't see them taking their shots. I'm like, so you want us to take the shot, but y'all won't take the shot. I mean, because, you know, if Newsom and all them were being real, they would take the shot on TV. Like, you know what? I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to take this shot. If people in Congress, in the Senate, was like, hey, you know what? We're going to take
this
shot.
Some of them have. I mean, some of them have.
Yeah, some have. But the majority have not. So,
well, you know, and that's the thing about this, because if you don't do it anyway, regardless. It wouldn't matter. You know what I mean? If it wasn't serious, if you don't take the flu shot, you know, and there's a lot of things, like if you have allergies, if you have a peanut allergy, if you're pregnant, if you're nursing, there's like a whole host of people who can't do it.
Yeah.
So if you have any kind of allergy, you should not take it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's like 60% of kids nowadays have peanut allergies, it seems like, but
right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So, and you'll have the other group of people. So, and that's where we have all of the mass hysteria, because you see, people don't want to take the vaccine. People don't want to wear their masks, whatnot. I mean, I saw where the guy pulled the gun on people. At the fitness club, like he pulled the gun in Minnesota. He's like, he went to the fitness club manager. Yeah, he said, hey, people is exercising without masks. And he pulled the gun out. Like, hey, they thought that he was going to shoot the people who didn't have masks on. it's crazy, because you'll have the folks that won't shoot you if you ask them to put the mask on. And you got the people who are like, look, because this is a 64-year-old man. And he's like, look, y'all messing with my health. Y'all keeping this in the air. If you're not going to wear your mask, I might have to shoot you. It's getting thick out here.
You know.
It's getting thick out here.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Yeah. And so the guy, he told him, hey, we lack the staff to enforce the mandate. And Michael Florhog, I'm going to give him a name. Michael Florhog offered to pay an employee out of his own pocket to enforce the mask rules.
yelled at the manager, calling dumb, and said he was going to photograph club members. And when they tried to stop him, he pulled the gun out like, look, y'all fucking with my emotions. See, and so this goes to a different problem. Folks is going strapped everywhere they go. Like, I'm going to work out. I never thought, like, you know what, I'm taking a gun to the gym just in case I may have to shoot fools because I'm blowing off steam.
Wow. I thought that's what the gym was for, so you wouldn't shoot people.
Right. Exactly. But that's the apocalypse, though. That's why it's so scrumptious. Because you got these fools out here ready to pull their shit out for anything. I don't like the way you were drinking that water.
Nope. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so here we are. And you know what? I talked about this a couple weeks ago. And I swear, I'm still batting 1,000. I'm still batting 1,000. You know, they're talking about closing the San Francisco and the Oakland Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about, we risk losing these animals and part of our humanity. Like, you just get out of here. Your humanity, what your humanity got to do with locking up animals and showing them off for profit? So, yeah.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing. You know, I like zoos, so I'm not going to, I don't have anything to say about this either, because I like zoos. I like the zoos.
I'm saying, I got no beef with zoos, per se. If zoos were like, if they were non-profit, but they're for profit.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, I guess. I mean, not to say that they're not for profit. I don't see, I mean, you have to make money to maintain the grounds and keep the animals fed and cleaned and,
you know,
healthy.
I know, because that's what we do. That's what we do, humanity. We're going to lose our humanity if we got to close these zoos.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I feel like there's a lot of animals you wouldn't see unless, like, you would have never seen unless there was a zoo. So, I mean, I look at it as something, it's a learning tool, so.
You see, that's where the National Geographic Channel and all those great Netflix shows that show the animals.
But that's now. Okay, did they have that? They didn't have National Geographic Channel. The closest we got to a zoo, if there wasn't a zoo, would have been Omaha's Wild Kingdom. We wouldn't have, was no. I mean, I guess maybe now. Maybe you don't necessarily need them. Like, I'm sad the circus is no longer around, but.
I'm not.
You know.
I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I
enjoy the circus, so.
I remember my mother was upset with me. She took me to the circus. I fell asleep. She said, I thought you would have liked this. I'm like, I don't want to see a gorilla riding a bike. It's not my thing.
I mean, it was just more to it than that. It was like acrobats and, there was a lot more than just the animals.
So you know how I feel about people who put these animals in these competitions and teach them tricks, whatnot, teaching horses how to dance. I think those people are scum of the earth. I'm sorry.
So do you watch Scum? So you don't watch horse races and you don't watch the National Dog Show or any of that?
No. I think those people are the scum of the earth. But that's just me. I have a personal opinion on it. I think you're scum.
So let me ask you this, because you say the scum of the earth. So you have them
scum
up there with drug dealers and pimps?
What?
You say the same thing about drug dealers and pimps. I said you say the same thing about drug dealers and pimps, that they're the scum of the earth. So people who do that are the same thing as that?
Yes. You're training the horse. You got this horse out there. The horse don't even get to be a damn horse. Dog don't even get to be a damn dog. You got to do these tricks. Hop over this. Do this dance. Look right. Come on. You got to get this right. It's like, hey, can I just be a dog and wag my tail and lick my ass?
Oh,
I'm sorry. So, for me,
I mean,
my personal opinion, I think you're the scum of the earth. It's like you're profiting because it has nothing to do with the horse. What does the horse want to do? Horse just want to run wild. But no, I got to do this. I got to do this little monkey shit. I got to do these dances. I got to hop over.
Well, so do we. We just want to run wild as human beings. Who wants to go to work? Nobody. We want to run wild and sleep. That's what we want to do.
But we
got to go to work.
Right. But we did have a mandate that, you know what? Owning people was not a good thing. Still isn't.
Well, I'm not talking about slavery. I'm talking about just in general working. Just working.
Right. But what I'm talking about is this. And I'm staying stuck on topic. You trying to throw me off, but I ain't going there.
You brought up slavery.
Right, because it's a cousin to it. It's a cousin. You got these people training animals to not be themselves. Dog just won't be a dog. I'm sorry. Horse just won't be a horse. Horse don't want to learn how to dance. Horse don't want to do the electric boogaloo. Horse don't want to do the electric slide. He want to eat some good food and run wild. That's what the horse want to do. But nah, we got him doing tricks. So, my opinion, people will disagree with me, of course. But I'm going to stand right there. Scum of the earth.
I'm not asking you to change your opinion because, you know, we're disagreeing right now. So I'm not asking you to change your opinion. I am surprised that you feel like they're scum, though. I mean,
scum, I
wouldn't necessarily put them up there with drug dealers and pimps and murderers,
I
mean.
So when we say pimps will convince someone to go out there and work hard so they can get that money. Right? Drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
The other scum of the earth. Hell, you deal poison to people. So, we just talk about people training horses.
Who force animals to be out, to live outside their character or who they are.
Right. And do things for my profit. Because the animal.
So you feel like they're inhumane. They're inhumane then.
Yeah. That's part of my scum of the earth argument. I've made this argument multiple times, and so if the zoo's closed, there's some things that are nice for kids to see animals, whatnot. And if it was something where these animals in their natural habitat, they just got room to run wild and do their thing, I'm for that. But I just have a problem with people who are training animals to do non-animal things. That's all. I mean, we talk about evolution, right? We talk about evolution. In the evolution of animals, I haven't seen animals who, of their own volition, dance. They ain't doing tricks.
Yeah, and I mean, I can agree with you on that. I can agree with you on that. Zoos typically don't do that, though.
Okay.
Zoos allow the animals. They are caged, but they do allow the animals to just be in the cage or not, you know, making them dance or, you know, be funny characters.
I know. I know. And speaking of not making them dance and funny characters, I do have a Smooth Drama public service announcement. So if you are in the Santa Cruz and any areas in that region, Pacifica, San Francisco areas, they have found multiple mountain lions who seem to be sick and hungry. So for those who like to go on trails, hiking, whatnot, watch yourself, because these animals, they're desperate. Apparently, with some of the insecticides that have killed a lot of the rat population and other rodents that they eat on, they naturally have to look for food somewhere else. And the fires didn't help either. So, yeah, they're a little bit closer to the city than you might think. So just be careful out there, because your barbecue chicken, lamb chops, steak, whatever you want to call it, to them, especially when they're hungry. I mean, because desperate animals, desperate, hungry animals, I don't know. And I don't think your mace is going to cut it.
Well, shoot, you just saying that, I wouldn't even go out. I wouldn't even risk it. So.
Well, no, I'm saying there's been multiple reports, right? It's multiple reports out there that this is what's been happening. They've caught a couple. I remember talking about it last month, where in Pacifica, the guy was trying to warn these kids that the mountain lion was behind the truck scoping them out. So it's, you know, these animals are out there, and they're coming into the city, whether it be from the fire or other loss of, well, I mean, the fire would actually be one of the number one factors, because you lose that environment, so the things that would eat the vegetation, that vegetation's gone, so they need to get closer to the city. And the predators that hunt these creatures, they have to get closer to the city also. So,
yeah.
Be careful, people, especially here in California, because you're cutting it close. Cutting it close. All the wildfires that we continue to have cause serious harm. And there's always an action, there's always a reaction to an action. We'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like a
cause and effect.
Yeah. So it was like, what was the guy, the Wisconsin pharmacist? He was accused of destroying the COVID vaccine. He's a conspiracy theorist. He believed the inoculations were unsafe. So that's why Stephen Brandenburg. I mean, he's a hospital worker, and he thought the vaccine was capable of altering its recipient's DNA. Now, they say there is no scientific basis for such a belief, and multiple large-scale studies have shown that vaccines are safe. This guy, he intentionally spoiled 57 vials containing 570 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine by removing them from refrigeration and leaving them out for 2 nights on purpose. So, it's coming from all directions.
Yeah.
It's not the same as a mountain lion, but it's one of those things. How many times does this happen? When we talk about medical professionals who can, I mean, because this individual, he left it out because he wanted it to spoil and he didn't want people to take it. But let's just say you have people who think exactly like him and they leave it out or they tamper with it because they want to intentionally hurt people. All this stuff is on the table. So now, as a conspiracy theorist and just a very skeptical black man, being that historically we don't get treated correctly, I would be a tad bit hesitant. Just a tad bit hesitant. Just a little bit, right? We hear stuff like this happening. So just like you wouldn't take that chance on going out on the trail because you don't know. I mean, I would want to know, has, you know, is everything above board? Because in my eyes, the government's word is do. I know you don't like doo-doo, but I'm just saying. It's, yeah.
I mean, when has it ever not been, though? That's why I'm just like, people are upset, but, I mean, this has been a thing for years and decades. And I mean, we've always been lied to, so.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm just wondering why everybody's outraged now.
Yeah, because you've got all sides, right? You've got the conspiracy theorists, you know, people who just trust in the government, and then you've got the folks. Oh yeah, I mean, because you got two sides of that, right? So you got the people that, oh, the government's lying because they're lying. Then you got the anti-maskers. Why y'all closing up stuff? You're doing this, and they want to shoot everybody. Because they just mad. We don't want to be mad. It should be just them mad, not us mad too. So it's all kinds of folks out there. Every side is mad. Everybody mad as hell. Everybody got beef. Everybody got beef. I don't even eat
I'm
beef.
Just
confused.
I'm not confused. I don't have beef. I'm just confused.
Well, I got beef. And on that note, we're going to go on break. Then we're going to come back and talk about that beef. This is MF Doom. Man, MF Doom is gone. Beef rap.
You talk of the people's rights. The people have only those rights which I choose to give them. And that's for their own good. Believe me.
I do too.
They disappoint me. They must work faster.
But the prisoner.
Ah, yes. The young traitor who is trying to turn my people against me. Watch it. I have special plans for that one.
Crap. To me, to get me two cats or even a leaf from all for some beef crap. I suggest to change your diet. It can lead to high blood pressure if you try, or even a stroke, heart attack, heart disease. It ain't no stand back when arteries start to squeeze. Take the way out. Children, they know they wouldn't be talking out alone in the world. So discussing hard and suffers out of justice. And talk around shit and they never seen the justice. Bust this like a cold milk from out the water. Batteries, some Brillo, and some foil, he'll boil it. You'd be better off in PC glued, and it's a feud, so don't be in no TV mood. Every week it's Mr. Unique, see, we need food.
We need food. We need food.
He wears a mask just to cover the raw flesh, a rather ugly brother with clothes that's gorgeous. Drop dead joints with the whips like bird shit. They need it like a hole in their head or a third tit. Her bra smell, his car say, oh hell. Barred from all bars and kicked out for Carvel. Keep a hooker where the jar fell, and keep a cheap hooker that's off the hook like Marvel. Top bleeding, maybe fella took the loaded rod gear. Stop feeding babies colored sugar coated large squares. The hard pier squares and guard fares. Even when it's rotten, you got it through the hard years. I wrote this note around New Year's, off a couple of shots and a few beers. But who cares? Enough about me, it's about the beat. Not about the streets and who food he's about to eat. A ramen cannibal who's dressed to kill and cynical. Whether is it animal, vegetable, or mineral. It's a miracle how he gets so lyrical and proceeds to move the crowd like an old Negro spiritual. For a meal, do a commercial for Mellow Yellow. Tell him devil, hell no, say y'all on Jello. We hollered krills, she swallowed pills. She followed blue collar $3 bills and squilt for halal bill. $8 pill, dig the rail. It's how the big ballers deal. Twirl a L after every meal. What up? To all rappers, shut up with you shutting up and keep a shirt on, at least a button up. Yuck. These dramas are stripping nails, out of work jerks since they shut down Chippendales. They're chipping nails, doom, chipping scales, let alone the pre-orders just counted off shipping sales. This one goes out to all my people, skipping bail, dipping jail, whipping tail, and sipping ale. Like the doobie till it glow like a ruby, after which they couldn't find the villain like Scooby. He's in the lab on some old Buddha monk shit, overproof drunk shit, who'da thunk it? Punk trying to ask why ours be better. Could be the Iron Mask or the Cosby sweater. Yes, you, who's screwed by the dude on the CD? No.
We need food.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Welcome back. That was MF Doom Beef Rap. Call in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. R.I.P. MF Doom. The villain is gone. Man. And the funny thing is, you know, you always hear people say, oh, how come the whack rappers don't? I can't never say that. You know, because it's almost like you wishing somebody dies.
I can't
do that. It's one of those things. It's like, you know what? Yeah, they're whack, but they don't deserve to die. They just deserve not to make music no more. But apparently somebody.
Just don't support.
Right, just don't support them. I ain't gonna never wish somebody dies because I hate their music. I just wish that the interest in their music would die.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
So my message to you out there, please stop making whack rappers famous. Please. That's 2021. You know. No lyrical content. Give us some real food.
Yeah, I think that's kind of hard nowadays, though, because these kids don't know, and it's kids who are making them famous, not necessarily adults. So.
I know, but I remember when I was a kid making somebody famous. I listened to the words, though. And it's not generational, right? Because, look, our generation said some really, really fucked up shit. On the mic. It's just the lack of diversity hurts my heart right now. Because we don't have Public Enemy. We don't have Tribe Called Quest. We don't have the new version. We just got all stick my dick in your face, stick my pussy in your face. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But just that's all you got. Ain't no
Exactly. No substance, no meat.
Right. We need the whole meal, not just all right. So you just gonna throw this, just eat this cake. It's too much cake. No vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of no cake, too much cake and no vegetables. So, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, he reversed his course on his veto warning Monday and signed a gun rights bill expanding the right to stand your ground into law. So, legislation SB 175 eliminates a duty to retreat before firing in self-defense at any place, including businesses, places of worship, or protest. The state of Ohio previously allowed residents to stand their ground only in their homes or vehicles. Now, DeWine said he only signed this bill with reservations in the spirit of cooperation, but it's still, he says that he's upset that it didn't have the essential provisions that he proposed to make it harder for dangerous criminals to illegally possess and use guns. But he signed it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, you can just say, I'm standing my ground. I was standing my ground everywhere. Because it used to be in the house on your property. Now you can stand your gun everywhere. Stand your ground everywhere. Shout out to.
So I can go to McDonald's, and if they don't serve me my fries, I can shoot them and say I want my fries served a certain way, and they didn't do it, so I stood my ground and shot them.
No, my fries not hot. What do you mean your fries ain't hot? You just saw me take them out there. It's like if you get into a verbal conversation, you can feel threatened to shoot them. Now, you can't feel threatened and shoot. It depends on who you feel threatened and shoot, though. Right?
Okay.
So remember, there's a framework to this, right?
So it's just the Wild West now, basically.
Yeah. Well, remember Ohio? I remember talking about this a few years back. Ohio passed the concealed weapon thing, where you can have a concealed weapon in a bar. I was like, that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. I just remember that. I was like, so alcohol and concealed weapons, y'all thought that was a good idea.
If you're drunk enough, either way, it's not good. Some people don't need a concealed weapon. So.
Right, but what I'm saying is, at least you know who you, if you're going to talk shit to somebody, you see they got it on their waist. At least you have a choice. It doesn't matter, right? It's like, oh yeah, he's packing, so I probably don't want to talk. I don't want to talk too tough to him, cause then I have to pull. So now the expectation is, hey, I go into a bar, I better be strapped, and I get my concealed permit, so I can go in there strapped. You know, under wraps. You ain't got to know till it's too late. And now you can just stand your ground anywhere. So, yeah, you call it the Wild, Wild Midwest. The Wild, Wild Midwest. Ohio.
I like that.
Yeah, because they say that in the, what do you say, the elections, they say it's a battleground state. They live in their lyrics. They live in their lyrics. It is a battleground state, literally.
When your manifestation comes to life, comes to fruition.
Okay, here it is. stand your ground. And speaking of standing our ground, we got to do the Groundhog Day. Sometimes I wish I didn't create this one, but it has to happen. It's Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, Tamir Rice's killer, you know, the cops shot 12-year-old Tamir Rice. Yeah, no charges. Just like Jacob Blake. But it's Groundhog Day. Shooting black folks, people who look like me, and getting away with it is the everyday norm. Always has been, and it's looking like it always will be. Now,
pretty much.
And here is the unique part of the conversation. Because we know folks shoot back, kill cops. Oh, cop killers, at the worst, they're going to die. Right? Mm-hmm. Even in the movies. It was the reason why I never watched that movie. I can't remember where they killed the black couple. They killed the cop and they were on the run. I never watched
it. Oh, yeah, I never watched it either. Queen and Slim, yeah.
Yeah, because I knew just when I heard, oh, they shot the cop, I was like, oh, they're going to go out like Bonnie and Clyde in the end. Mm-hmm. There's just no way they're going to live. So, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in it either.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just like when you put these deliberations out there, and it's still painful because it's like shadow, and there's no charges. You don't even get fake probation.
I was gonna say they can't even try and make it seem like they're gonna do right by us. So
right,
not even Christian.
Yeah, not even.
Hard even gonna drop the charges even.
Right. Yep.
We're not even going to waste time with that.
Yep. Speaking of not wasting time. So, we're in this week. It's election week. I'm sure that they're going to be counting votes for a minute here.
Well, and they're doing that now.
Yeah. And everybody is clicking up. We're getting closer and closer. We're getting closer and closer to the inauguration. On one side, you got the folks like, yeah, remember all them people that was partying? Remember election weekend? I remember it was the club in the streets. I saw folks just dancing in the streets. I mean, it was like the greatest party ever. It was like a block party. Mm-hmm. Every city, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Yeah.
Like you just seen folks,
yeah.
just they was jamming. Wasn't no music playing, but they was jamming. Right. So we got the Soul Train dancers and what was that, American Bandstand? All of them together.
Yeah,
all those folks,
don't forget Dance Party USA.
Dance Party USA, all them together. That's one side. On the other side, we got the folks that are like, you know what? Fuck your election.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck your
stop the steal.
Party.
Kill
yes.
the steal.
Right. Those people. Who are all strapped and down there in D.C. now. Just hanging out. Had the National Guard get called up to support the police. They're down there with no mask, all this other stuff, in mass. Now, for me, I have a different perspective. You know, I've learned from you.
Of course you do.
Yeah, but I've learned from you. Remember, I used to be the person, remember, I went through a spell where I was wishing ill will on people.
Right?
So, you know what? I'm not going to do that. Brown Sugar said that's too evil. Don't do that. So now, you know what? I'm going to let people, you know, because we're talking about people. We'll say the majority of them folks there, I'll say 99.9% of the non-maskers, they probably just don't believe in soap, hand sanitizer, all that stuff that's hygienic. I'm like, you know what? I welcome their rallies. I see nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Nothing.
Well,
do your thing.
If that's what they choose.
Right. I hope none of y'all look, exercise your, it's your right. And they're right. It's their right to not use soap. It's their right to say fuck hand sanitizer. You don't want to use a mask? Do your thing, dog. Do your thing. I support that. That's because the fighting, I'm not doing that no more. I'm not criticizing them. Why? They are exercising their constitutional rights. So, you know, because they're conspiracy theorists, right? Now, granted,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've had my skepticisms here and there, but at the end of the day, a virus is a virus. It's flu season. So if something was going to happen, It's probably going to happen now. This was the time. Everybody was, in the summer. Nope. No, this is flu season. This is the time when it all happened. So, hey, they want to do that those super spreader events. Y'all got to stop protesting their protests. See, this is where people have been wrong from the beginning. This is where people have been wrong since the beginning. Like, remember when he did that thing in Oklahoma and they all mm-hmm. used the tickets? I'm like, y'all fucked up. You should have let all of them pack it to the rafters. Let them pack it to the rafters. Why are y'all stopping these folks from exercising their constitutional rights? I don't understand it. I mean, am I wrong here? That's the wrong perspective.
I mean, yes and no. Yeah. I mean, because I feel like they should be able to do it too, but if they're going to be on the loose, per se, and then I go out.
Okay.
And then I'm at risk.
Are you though?
I mean, to a certain degree, yeah, because you don't know. I mean, you already don't know. Like,
hold
who
on.
Has it and who doesn't have it, or are you catching?
Okay, see, this is where we have our breakdown. You ain't hanging out at no white supremacist events. You ain't going nowhere.
No, but they go to Target. They go to Safeway. They go to go to the gas station. You know, they go out and about, too.
In their neighborhood.
So it's just not there. It's just everywhere.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So when these rallies were happening, were you in any of them areas? Were you even remotely?
I didn't say me per se. I'm not making this personal. I'm just saying as in general. I know I don't necessarily have anything to worry about in a way, but it's just like you. I can go somewhere tomorrow and be infected, and then the next day I'm around other people and then infect them, and then they, because you don't know.
Right.
And you may not know for up to 2 weeks, so.
Yeah. Now.
So then usually by the time you find out, it's already too late. You've been around 50 people possibly.
Okay, so my point is this. So if you stay away, and we're just talking about that we'll just say 95%. If you stay 95% of your time away from, because I'm just thinking that you're probably not running into areas where there are a lot of stop the steal individuals.
I'm not. But
you go to Target. But see, that's the thing. They're not in the Target in your area.
So let's just say, because we do have those people here in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Dublin, Pleasanton, Livermore, those are those people.
Mm-hmm.
I go there and shop.
Okay, well that's where you're making that critical mistake.
But also, if I didn't go there and shop, they go there and shop, and then somebody I may know might go there and shop.
Okay, so you're still making a critical mistake.
Well, how come? I don't keep tabs on where everybody I know shops.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. So, for example, we know we can make a guesstimate that there are a group of individuals, and they congregate. They're the unmasked congregators, and they have spent quality time with each other in very unhygienic ways. Right? So these individuals, they propagate in the same places. So right now they're in D.C. It's a bunch of them. You can say majority of them are there getting they dirty on. Like you talking about going to the dirty, dirty. They're getting they dirty on. Red man style. Getting that dirty on. Ernie Ladd, that dirty. They just dirty. Stinky, nasty. Together. Stay away from that. Stay away from that, and you're good. You jump into that. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just like, you know, there are certain places that you shouldn't go if you want to be safe.
60 seconds.
These same rules apply. So you know that these individuals hang out in a certain area. We just don't go to those certain areas. And guess what? You cut the risk. You cut the risk in half. I'm just saying, there's things that you have to do properly, but that's my feelings. I say, viva, stop the steal. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Hey, join us in the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com if you want to continue the conversation. We'll holler at y'all. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where
in
the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.